Environmentalists are urging the EPA to block Shell's request for a waiver from the Clean Air Act for its Discoverer vessel. As APRN's Peter Granitz reports, groups have collected hundreds of thousands of signatures opposing the compliance order.
It was a typical summer day in Washington, with the humidity on full blast and the temperature rushing toward the 90s before noon. And much like any other summer day in Washington, this one was complete with a protest, albeit a small, muted one. A few more than a dozen activists gathered at the national headquarters of the Environmental Protection Agency to present EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson with 360,000 letters. Letters that urge her to make sure Shell plays by the rules, as environmental groups are phrasing it. Cindy Shogan directs the Alaska Wilderness League.
I think EPA needs to do a full comment period on allowing them not to meet their permits.
A public comment period could take months to complete, nearly certainly throwing Shell off its schedule. Shell requested the compliance order for the vessel a few weeks ago. The company concedes it cannot meet emissions requirements for its main generator under the Clean Air Act. In a statement, the EPA says it's working with Shell to grant the approval, and it's confident the company will be able to begin as planned this year. That's maddening to Travis Nichols. He's with Greenpeace and says if EPA grants the waiver, it could set precedent for offshore drilling everywhere.
It says that big oil can change the rules and that big oil can move the goalposts before the game begins and there are no consequences.
Secretary of the Interior Ken Salazar says he'll make a final decision on whether Shell can proceed by August 15th. He told the New York Times last week nothing is guaranteed at this point. The department could ultimately not grant its final permit, though some people could be reading the tea leaves from the news of the day. The environmental groups delivered their letters of opposition on the same day the Obama administration announced its plan to hold a lease sale off of Texas for 20 million acres of unleased waters in the western Gulf of Mexico. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.